Blog Talk Radio.
No, we're not going to play that. We're going to play something else that's cool. So listen now and remember, warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Z Morning Zoo podcast. Z Morning Zoo is online at iTunes and Z104.com.
All right, let's get to this week's phone scam.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Well, you're in luck. Guess who got the phone scam this week? This freaking guy. There's only a couple things you really need to know about wrestling, WWE wrestling.
Okay.
Number one, it kicks ass.
Okay.
And number two, John Cena. John Cena is a good-looking guy. He's a former Marine. Okay?
Ooh,
and
now even better.
Turned wrestler. That's why I thought you would like him, Trisha.
I'm getting
turned
all
wrestler.
Giggly already.
When John Cena comes into the ring, okay. He has his own theme song. Mm-hmm. And this is the theme song right here.
That's what even Shaggy go crazy over when you hear
yes.
it. You love it.
Every time we play this on the Z Morning Zoo, me and Shaggy start jumping around and fighting each other. So that's John Cena's Cena's theme song. All right. So we got an email for a phone scam Friday, and you can email us too, Nick at Z104.com, Trisha at Z104.com, Shaggy at Z104.com. It says, Dear Z Morning Zoo, I love the show. I was wondering if you guys could phone scam my wife, Marie. By the way, this guy's name is Donnie. Donnie and Marie. Swear to
no
God.
No way.
Can't make it up.
Yeah.
Swear to God. So I gave him a little bit of crap about that. Anyways, what we got down to, he said, a couple of weeks ago, I ordered WWE Wrestling Pay-Per-View Survivor Series, and my wife flipped. He said, she came in the room and yelled at me and said, change it. I'm missing my shows. I said, what shows?
No.
She said, Revenge and Homeland. I guess she watches Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't change it. She said, why not? He said, it's pay-per-view. He said, at that point, she proceeded to yell at me for the next hour about ordering pay-per-view wrestling on our television. I tried to explain to her how kick-ass WWE wrestling is. She didn't get the picture. Maybe a phone scam would help. So we are going to, well, we did. We called Donnie's wife, Marie, swear to God.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to sell her on the virtues of WWE wrestling. It didn't exactly work out very well.
But you gave it 127%.
I certainly did. Here's this week's phone scam. Check it out.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who is this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE Champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Super Slam? Right now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again, but thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes those six men in a steel cage chutes and ladders match at WWE Super Slam. Order now and save $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night!
Listen, hey, sir, can you please quit calling my house?
The Undertaker!
Quit calling me!
CM Punk and even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match!
Holy cow. Listen, hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming and your little sirens and whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested. Stop calling my f***ing house. Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena! But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Super
Slam? For the love of all that is stop calling my house
John
before I
Cena.
Get your number. I will track you down and absolutely tear you
Ladder.
To pieces. Do you understand me?
Explosion.
I know you are, John Cena, crazy motherfucker. Calling my house now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house. I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John C. He's going to get in the ring and put boots down.
You?
This
are you kidding me right now?
WWE.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
I can't believe you're still calling me. I'm about to lose my
where I'm about to call the police.
Hello. You have a collect call from
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
I'll f*** your mother. Listen, stop calling! Is listening not your strong suit? I'm pretty sure it is, but you're not hearing me! Shut your f***ing beaten down brain from SummerSlam and listen! I am not! I don't care if they're $59, $49, $39, or 39 f***ing cents. I don't want it. It won't happen. It's not coming on my TV again. It won't be allowed in this house. You understand me? Not again will there be wrestling here in this house. Not a piece of going through closets and taking out T-shirts and burning them and calling the police and telling you that you're harassing me. Stop it now. And I am calling the police. Good luck to you. Have a nice day. F*** yourself.
Hold on. Marie, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio
Hi.
Show on Z104. How are you?
What?
We've been phone scamming you. Your husband Donnie told us to phone.
We are all in a fight right now. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you.
I couldn't believe the mouth you had on you.
Oh my God.
Well, listen,
I haven't had my coffee yet. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know how
well,
to
listen,
feel.
We won't be calling you back anymore, I promise. Okay.
Thank Jesus.
You won't have to hear this. Alright, you won't have to hear that anymore.
I swear to God, I was gonna go to jail and it was bad.
I love that. Oh, that gets me every time. And it's still funny to this day. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to an hour edition of the WFSO Aftermath Radio Show. Of course, Hazel with me. I'm Artrell. And, of course, our other co-host is Sleep. But, moving on. So, I guess Evolution couldn't take a loss as you saw the closing moments of Raw, that they literally beat down the Shield with some help of the Wyatt family. Well, because Wyatt family and Shield had a match or whatnot, but we'll get to that later. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to read, if I can find it, this pad. Yeah, I probably won't be able to find it right away, but, well, let's just try to get to something local. There's a Fed that is making a comeback. She doesn't like it, but, well, he already said it, so, REWF, yes, they are making a comeback. They're doing a... Here's a quote. Treat mom to a margarita this Mother's Day. Remember, you're the reason she drinks. That's a good one. But, they have a show that's coming up next Friday at the Miramar Theater. I think it's for like a special event or something like that. They're also going to have a show, apparently, September. I don't know where in September, but in October, they're having it at the, what's that theater called down the street from here?
I have no clue.
I think a Majestica or something like that. Is it there on the corner of, I'm going to see if I get this right. I think it's 13th and Mitchell.
Yep.
Okay. So they will have a show there October 25th. So and whenever you get more information on that, we will pass it to you guys.
Make sure you avoid it. You will see hot stuff in action, a ring collapsing.
Hey, maybe some people want to see that.
That's pretty awesome when it does. But you won't be able to take photos. Or is that just us?
Just us. But who knows? Things may change, but we will see. But a lot to talk about this week. Global Force Wrestling, which is like a new promotion by Jeff Jarrett and Karen Jarrett, they actually had a voting, a fantasy draft, saying like which wrestler, like any wrestler that can, that's off the market, and also wrestlers that's in independent wrestling and stuff like that, like local wrestling, for example. I know a lot of people are putting their votes down, and their votes don't end until this Thursday or the end of the week. I probably got to double look that. I will double look that later. But anyways, I put down five people that they should go after. This is my opinion. Just five people I just think they should go after, but we will see. I pick. Here's number one, Sadis. Number two, Chase McCoy. Number three, although I was only allowed to pick one female, but hey, you got to pick a female that represents Wisconsin. Stacy Shadows. Number four, T.C. Washington. And number five, Xavier Mustafa.
Mustafa.
But I put it on there as just like, I don't, if I could pick like at least more, I will pick some more favors, but it was only down to five. But anybody can do it. Either you can go on their Twitter page to look for it, go on their website, globalforcewrestling.com, or you can also check GFW Wrestling. Just look for it on Facebook, and you can do it on there as well. So I think it doesn't end until this Thursday. If it's not, it's end of the weekend. They end it. But anyways, let's get on to what happened this past Thursday with TNA. It's kind of, they kind of little, they had like a card gauntlet match in a way or something like that, kind of weird. Mr. Anderson went against Gunner. Gunner ended up winning the match. Then Bobby Roode ended up facing the winner of that match. That was Gunner. Bobby Roode wins the match. Willow went against James Storm. The Bromans went against the Wolves and Sonata. I think the Wolves and Sonata have won that match. The main event for the championship match, Eric Young defeated Bobby Roode, and they kind of show a little bit of respect afterwards for that match, so it was cool. Who is the next person that Eric Young is going to defend his title against? Who knows? But when we come back, we're going to give you the results of the TNA show that happened this past Saturday and just other good stuff that we got lined up, so we will be right back.
Change with no one sees. Clock makes a fool of
Welcome back. And I think we do have a caller on the line. So, caller, you're on the air.
You goddamn right, I'm on the air.
Just have to say something, huh? So, what's up?
Oh, man. Nothing much. Just, I guess, got done watching the show. Now, watching a nice little presentation of Iron Man on my television.
Wait,
and,
there's another. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But before we talk about Scream 4, I'm just going to talk about the results of what happened on CNA this past Saturday in 16.
Oh boy, go right ahead. I can't wait to hear this shit.
The crowd was actually not that bad. It was actually nearly a stop. Put it that way.
Okay.
Sorry, I just gotta have photos to remember. So. All
right.
Indeed. I'm also here with this entitled It's a Good Talk. The time limit heading.
Okay. Oh, where are my doctor's
Scale system versus OBD. OBD 1. OBD
130 broad.
Oh, it's your name. First, I don't know why. And back of my mind, I said,
I'm listening. I'm just chilling. I'm watching a movie. Just let me know when I can talk, cause I don't want to be rude.
No, that's fine. Bobby Roode went against Mr. Anderson, 2 out of 3 falls.
I know the match. Do it.
First and third fall. And the main event was Madness and ECW. MVP at Rock Hard Club. Chris Brown.
Happy birthday to Chris Brown. Speaking of him, he just turned 25 today.
Anyways, we might as well get on to last. I know, Chris, you wanted to say something, so go ahead.
Well, as we saw this past Sunday, this whole pay-per-view was pretty much a smart mark internet incest porno. So, you have everybody that they pretty much wanted to win, and everyone that they wanted to lose. So, what is there to complain about? You gonna tell me that John Cena's dick is too small?
Well, how would they know?
Yeah, how would they know? So I'm wondering. They probably asked their girlfriends. They probably say, "Oh, my girlfriend,
right.
Tommy. Oh, so your girlfriend cheating on you with John Cena? I see how it is." She can't get what she needs from you. Anyway.
But there were people that was complaining online anyway yesterday. Like, I don't know if you put this up or somebody else did, that somebody was complaining about Daniel Bryan. Like, they got sick and tired of him already.
So? Who cares what you think?
You like, know what Mark's like?
Like, didn't you little shitbags wanted Daniel Bryan to have the title in the first place? So the WWE finally gives him the fucking title. He's in this big-ass angle where they're putting him over hugely and making him look really good. And on top of that, he's making, I'm pretty sure, a hell of a lot of money off of it. And you guys are still fucking, I know what the problem is. WWE is not real wrestling. Daniel Bryan should be a heel with a serious submission wrestling persona and do nothing but straight submission matches.
And they want CM Punk.
Fuck CM Punk.
I agree, but you know what? That's what they want, because every freaking show there is, some asshole starts the chant.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
No, I'm not necessarily saying fuck CM Punk because fuck CM Punk. I'm saying fuck CM Punk because I'm saying fuck the fans that are chanting his name.
Oh, my God.
So, Punk, if you're not listening, I'm not saying...
No, do you know the person that runs WCC?
What about
He's him? Actually in a group that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm surprised he didn't post anything, because they probably would tear him a new one in there.
They are going to tear him a new one.
Probably will. That's probably he didn't post most, because they know they will. But before we go to the results of Extreme Rules, we're going to take a page from the Smarks list and look at what some of the Smarks had to say.
Yes, let's hear what they had to say.
Nothing intelligent.
All right, then. Let's see.
If you could find a Smark who makes an intelligent conversation, I would say what I'd do, but that would just be rude.
Let's see, I'm trying to find like a really good one. Let's see, Batista, you have one job. Hashtag can't do anything right.
This hashtag shit pisses me off on Facebook. Do it on Twitter. Fuck Facebook and hashtags.
They ain't gonna do it. They ain't gonna do it. Let's see what else. Oh, okay, no, that's not worth it. Did you know that Triple H was Hunter Hearst, H-E-A-R-S-E, Hemsley?
Oh, my brain hurts.
Here's another one. Batista. They spelled Batista wrong. In those stairs was gay. He lay him on there, laugh out loud, laugh out loud.
AJ, you're hurting me. I'm begging you.
But, okay, here's another one. Now I finished watching Extreme Rules, totally what expected. It was a strayer bullshit, and the Kane-Bryan match was beyond a joke.
AJ? I'm begging you.
Can we put this guy's throat? That's what she was going to say. Sorry, I already said it, Hazel.
Thank you.
Okay, this is another one. I guess this has got something to do with what happened tonight. Batista, how do you botch one move? Oh, the only move you had to do tonight.
How the hell do you know? Who are you to sit there and talk about somebody's moves? How many rings have you been in? How many boots have you laced? And you want to tell him how to do a move? You want to tell him? You think you can do it better? I bet you think he can do it better, can he? Oh, I can wrestle better than Johnson. I can wrestle better than Batista, even though I've never laced a boot in my life. Yeah, whatever. I always, every time I come across one of these people, I always say, get in the ring and do it better. They could do it better. Okay. No, you can't. You need to get trained. You wouldn't last 2 seconds. You just beat the hell up.
They're probably throwing up, too. Here's another one. I was at the gym, did not turn it in. Did I just hear that fucking champ is U.S. champ?
Did he just hear what?
Did he just hear that fucking shame is the U.S. champ?
Yeah, you just heard that fucking shame is the U.S. champion. And get over it.
Okay,
please stop talking
about people. Okay. Okay, sorry.
I mean, just last night, I was starting to get a little worried that they were going to start neglecting Sheamus a little bit. But after what I saw tonight, it turns out that no, they still have faith in him.
Which is good.
Which I'm glad, because I love Sheamus. He's one of my favorites. And I would hate to see him, you know, get knocked down to the bottom of the ladder. Because, you know, that does happen sometimes.
Right, that is true. But it took me a while to like him, but I guess it was just, like, how fast he was pushing off.
Yeah.
But, like, it grew on him
for a while. If you think about it, when I, like, looking back, because I'm with you, I had no love for Sheamus. But when you look back at the time they brought him in,
from the NXT.
He was sadly, sadly lacking in big guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did at the time.
I mean, you know, like, when we first seen this guy, the first thing you think, I thought to myself was, who the hell is this guy, and why is he so damn pale?
Right. But the sun does shine in Ireland sometimes.
Right.
And why is his hair red? I used to call him a marshmallow with tomato paste with a tomato. I used to call him a walking marshmallow with a tomato paste hairdo.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one. Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to call him a walking marshmallow with a tomato paste hairdo. So I don't know. You know what would motivate the WWE to push him so fast, but I guess they said, well, I mean, okay, you guys keep on talking. I'll get back with you guys in a second. I'm going to put you on mute because somebody needs me to do something. I'll be right.
Okay.
Now I'll finish my opinion in just one second. In the meantime, you guys keep it going.
Okay. Let's see. Here's another one. Big E's entrance theme is absolute garbage. Let's see. I like this guy right here where he just put, don't bullshit. You guys missing Cena tonight. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I guess that will be it from that part. So what we're going to do, we're going to read the results of Extreme Rules. Let's see, what else? Where is those results? I'm sorry, it's just going to take me a minute. At the kickoff match, El Torito defeated Hornswoggle, which we mentioned last night on the show, that everybody was really pumped up for that match and really liked it. Cesaro defeated Rob Van Dam and Jack Swagger in a triple threat elimination match. Decent match. Alexander Russo defeated R-Truth and Xavier Woods in a handicap match. Bad News Bear defeated Big E to become the Intercontinental Champion. The Shield defeated Evolution, which was a kick-ass match. Triple H in a kick-ass match. Okay, moving on. Bray Wyatt defeated John Cena in the steel cage match. Paige defeated Tamina Snuka to retain the title. And Daniel Bryan defeated King in an Extreme Rules match to retain the WWE World Heavyweight title. So, Hazel, you saw the match last. You saw the show last night. How would you rate it from 1 to 10, 1 being bad, 10 being good?
I'd give it a solid 7.5.
Well, that's fair. And
they could have done done making the divas much longer.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like I said, that was my only issue with the pay-per-view, that the divas match could have been longer. Because I think them two was talented enough that they could have made the match.
They could have failed their own.
Yeah, they could have made the match longer and made it interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, just thought it was doable. How were I ready from 1 to 10?
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we were just rating the Extreme Rules. I rated it an 8.5 out of 10, so like I said, my
problem
was... I'll
definitely be buying it on DVD.
And like I said, the only problem I had with it was the Divas match could have been longer. That's my only issue. And what did you rate it from 1 to 10?
I'll give it a 9. It's almost the same thing, just a point higher. Because, Flaming Tables, something I haven't seen in a while. And it gave us a nice little scream.
Was it on your status, Chris, where somebody said that match was predictable and somebody put, did you see them light the table?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's Jason. He is old, accomplice of mine back in Niagara Falls, and we used to sit and watch wrestling. And he's a fan of it, too, but I don't think he knows anything about how it works. But, what he ended up saying was, you saw what he said. Did you see them light the table on fire? And I'm like, what's the point? What is your point? Yeah, I seen them light the table on fire, I think the reason he's saying it was predictable was because he's seen the crew members with the fire extinguishers run up and start and stand there waiting for Kane to hit. So the second he hit, they would douse him, with the, fire extinguishing fluid. And he's saying, oh, that was so predictable. Oh, that was, it's only predictable because they allowed you to see it.
Right.
Okay.
It's like when you go to a live show and they say that the WWE viewers are going to vote on the match and a cage match is included and the cage is already hanging above the ring. But you still, as you said, we haven't seen anybody go through a flaming table and
The only thing that involved with flaming stuff or anything like that was last year at SummerSlam with Kane and Bray Wyatt.
Right.
And, and then you see, because I've been in arenas before. I've been in an arena before where the steel cage was hanging above the ring, and I say to myself, oh, I guess they're going to do something with steel cage tonight. And you got to remember, they're taping a TV show, okay? You're the people that are there watching it live, so you might get to see some things that the people at home might not get to see, okay?
Right.
You might get little inside scoops, little early scoops of something that's going to happen tonight before they even announce it. So you might know about a few little things before it gets announced on TV, but that's only because they allow you to know it. And they're nice enough to let you know it, and they kind of have to because you're paying, because there's really no other way around it. You pay for the ticket, you're going to be there, so they might as well just let you know. I mean, they can't just bring the steel cage, out there like they used to and just start, attaching it above the ring, attaching it around the ring and putting the, little pieces together, because that would, I think take too much time, so it saves them a whole lot more time for them to just put it together while they're, setting up for the show and just hoist it above the ring. So when it's time for them to use it, they can just lower it right down. It's quicker, it's easier, and it saves them time.
Right, exactly. Especially, when they just put, certain objects just at certain places, it's like, okay, they might do this one, but who knows? They may change their mind. It's the same thing if you had the Fandango pyro or whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, he may be on the show, but they don't use it.
I saw Fandango's little shimmy-like entrance curtain hanging above the stage when Raw was here, and he came out, but they didn't use it.
Right.
And he had his little sign hanging above the ring, his little pyro, the little sign that they light up with pyro. Mm-hmm. It was hanging there, but they didn't use it. So,
exactly.
So what do you mean it's predictable? You're only smart to what they allow you to be smart to, like the Undertaker said.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I thought this was funny right here, what I had sent you earlier today, that were from the smart himself. He put Dean Ambrose just got screwed out of the U.S. Championship. Take it out on the white.
Mark. He said, people like him say, oh, I'm not a mark. You are a mark, you stupid ass.
How long has he had that belt? It's not like he won it yesterday.
A little over a year.
Dean Ambrose has had that belt for over a year.
Right.
A year.
Right.
So, you know what? I'm going to send out another invite to him to come on the Smarks list. Let's do ASAP. Let's say this week. He can come right back, and he can tell me what his thoughts about the pay-per-view was. God damn, I got to hear this shit. And,
you know, he did like the pay-per-view last night, though.
I wonder why. You probably liked it for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that too.
Because let me tell you something. Yes, John Cena lost this round, but wait till next go around. He's probably going to end up taking that one home. But it's not going to matter because Bray Wyatt is always Bray Wyatt already looks good like a motherfucker right now.
Uh-huh, and that was the plan since this deal happened, is to make Bray Wyatt.
That's always been the WWE's plan, to make him look good. And all this that they're doing right now is to make him look good. Make him and the Wyatts look good.
Mm-hmm.
So, so what's the complaint about?
Like one of your friends has said, like, you know they're going to still complain anyway.
What else is fucking new?
Yeah, they'll find something to complain about. But here's another one that I posted up that were from a group. It says, about time he lost the U.S. championship. He didn't deserve it.
Really? You weren't saying that shit a year ago, you dumb motherfucker.
Probably wasn't, but he probably wouldn't say that. But anyways, let's just get to the results of Raw.
Please do, before I blow my brains out.
Let's see. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. There were 6 matches in 3 hours? Oh. Okay.
Did you watch the show?
Yep, I did.
All right, good.
Yeah, I just shocked with 3 hours and only 6 matches, but then again, let's just move on. Sheamus won the 20-man battle royal to become the new United States champion. And they mentioned this Friday he will defend the title, but they ain't say against who yet. Rob Van Dam defeated Cesaro by disqualification.
I'm putting you guys on mute, but I'm listening.
Okay. Ryback defeated Cody Rhodes. Kofi Kingston versus Alexander Russo, he won. Alexander Russo won. Big E versus Bad News Barrett. Bad News Barrett retained. The Wyatt family versus the Shield. The Wyatt family end up winning the match with the help of Evolution. And tomorrow on main event, I know John Cena was supposed to make a response from the from what happened this past Sunday on the pay-per-view. Some wrestling week, huh?
Anybody else
wanting
to speak?
No. Well, we can look at some news and what sort. So let's see what's going on in the world today. People fighting, feuding, and it's okay. Let it go. Let it go. Let the good times go.
Okay. Now.
Oh yeah, Emma Rose did make the debut, but didn't really like us, but
oh, speaking of tonight, I hate to interrupt you, but I have to say this. Speaking of tonight, Brie Bella. My gosh, sweetie.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot that match. Yeah, Alberto Del Rio and Daniel Bryan happened.
Yeah. But Daniel Bryan. That's the important part. The important part is what happened after the match.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Brie Bella, sweetie. Who the hell taught you how to scream?
Wait, Brie?
Yes, Brie.
Who taught her how to scream?
No, Brie was locked in the car with Kane when they were trying to leave the arena, and she was screaming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, her screaming is like killing the whole skit right there. And it's like, and as soon as it went to a commercial, I'm like, your screaming was horrible. Like, I know I'm just a fan, but if you're in some kind of segment like that where somebody has you in a really, really terrifying spot, you better scream like, especially if you're a chick, you better scream like you're being raped. You need to scream bloody murder. You need to scream like you are being raped. You need to scream like he is slowly pulling your flesh off of your legs. She was just screaming. You could tell it was fake. It just looked so cheesy and stupid. Well, sounded so cheesy and stupid, and that almost killed the whole segment right there. I mean, Daniel Bryan and Kane played it off good because they had me into it. But as soon as she started screaming, I'm just saying to myself, good Lord.
And like, it seems like a lot of people were complaining about it. I don't know.
Well,
I'm
not a lot of people. I'm me, so.
I know. I think she did went overboard with the scream.
It was like me sitting there going, No one's convinced by it. If I was sat in a car and a giant man wearing flicking cane mask sits up behind me and you're outside, you better believe that scream is coming from my toes. I'm harnessing every bit of power I have to scream so that the glass breaks.
Go ahead, y'all. I gotta take a break.
If that was me or somebody, like it's supposed to be like a horror movie, pretty much. You know what I mean? So
right.
When you're in a position like that and you have to convince the people that you are in trouble and you really are in trouble and that you're scared for your life, you'll scream like, oh my God, get him away. You scream, get away, no, don't come closer, get away. Like that.
Exactly. And I mean, she proves that she's got zero acting skills.
Yeah, she did. I'm sorry, Bree, sweetie. I'm sorry, sweetie, but that was horrible.
Let's pray that WWE doesn't do a movie with her in it.
Yeah, I know, right? She's got no acting skills whatsoever.
Right.
That just killed the whole thing right there. It didn't kill the whole thing, but it almost did.
But
then it didn't go to
the
commercial.
Like, please don't scream, Bree. Please don't scream.
I don't know. I know when I listen to Good Mic Works commentary tomorrow, that's probably one of the first things he's going to talk about. He's like, sweetie, you need to work on your acting skills. Because one of the main purposes of the business is to get people to believe.
Yep.
She got me to believe that she didn't have any acting skills.
Oh, yeah. It was painful.
So that screen. So with all the respect, WWE, I'm going to consider that a fail, and I'm going to consider that a blunder.
Yeah.
I mean, is that funny? Is that funny enough to consider a blunder? I mean, they should have featured that on WWE Countdown. They should have WWE's biggest blunders too, and put that on the countdown.
I mean, let's be perfectly honest. There's enough 70s horror movies available to download that you could. I mean, let's be honest. The Queen of Scream, Jamie Lee Curtis. Go on YouTube and put Jamie Lee Curtis Halloween Scream.
Yes.
And just watch it.
Yeah, stuff like that, or, you know, like when you watch House of Wax, and you see all those kids, or those girls, you know, when the dude's coming after them trying to kill them, you hear how loud they scream?
Right.
That's how loud she should have been tonight. She should have been screaming so badly that it was making my heart pound through my chest.
Exactly.
I mean, where I'm sitting there saying, get the fuck out of there, get the fuck out of there. Like last week when Kane was looking like he was going to pull her down to the depths of hell. I was saying, get the fuck out of there, get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Now last week I'm saying, now this week I was just saying, Bree, just stop. Just shut up.
Yep.
Like you're killing your man's mojo, sweetie, stop. You're making him look bad.
And see, the thing is, as you said, that storyline is awesome. You know, it's bringing back, you know, the old Kane who was an evil son of a bitch. And
the evil Kane who doesn't give a shit about nobody, has no regard for anybody's feelings, soul, or well-being.
You're throwing in the fact that Daniel Bryan is married now and everything, where he's torturing them both, basically, like psychologically and everything, and all of that. Together, I mean, come on now. I would scream now, but I got sore throat started. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you need to have acting skills. And that's one thing that I've noticed, you know, and this is, if you think about it, this is why people laugh at a lot of WWE movies.
Yeah.
Because some wrestlers are outstanding wrestlers and everything, and then you give them a script to act in a movie, and it's like, quick, they're coming to
order. They have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
You must run now. And it's like, oh my God, where did they act?
Yeah, you look at some of them and you think, who the fuck taught you to act?
Right.
And,
bring them on there and just, oh, let's see how it goes.
And not to mention, Kane's character is something that is supposed to be really intimidating. I'm talking really scary. I mean, he's supposed to be the type of guy that little kids dream about every night and end up having nightmares about, and when they wake up from the nightmare, they scream, "Mommy, Mommy, I had another bad dream. Kane came to get me in my dream." That type of character. And when you hear Brie Bella scream like that, that was pretty much killing his mojo right there. Because I'm thinking, I wonder if Kane
was faking an orgasm. Let's be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know if the guys know. I don't know if Kane or Brie or Kane or Daniel was thinking it as they were doing it, but they were. Kane was probably thinking to himself, "Woman, who the fuck taught you to scream?"
Right.
Well, you're making me look bad, sweetie. Come on. You got to scream bloody murder. Because you probably wouldn't be able to hear it when they're in the car with each other and he's trying to get her. He's probably saying, "Come on, scream. Scream like I'm trying to rape you. Come on."
Yeah, it was. Scream louder.
I remember that it was like bad, but for me, I think she, way overdid it. Like, she kept on doing, the same sound of it.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
That was my problem with the scream.
Oh, speaking of screams, you remember a few years ago when The Undertaker was stalking Vicky Guerrero?
Mm-hmm.
you remember at the end of an episode of SmackDown how she was alone in her office and the lights went out? You hear how loud she screamed?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. She screamed that. She screamed bloody murder. See, Vicky, she knows. She already knows what's up. You can tell.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Before we can continue on, after WWE Raw went off the air tonight, John Cena came out for a dark match against Bray Wyatt. The match finish came when Luke Harper and Eric Roman interfered, with the result Cena winning by disqualification. Cena then hit the AA on both Roman and Harper, and the show was over.
Yeah, I heard his music playing on the pre-show, so I knew he was out there. On the post-show, so I knew he was out there. As the panel was talking, I could hear. I'm like, Cena must be going out there for a dark match.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay. So, because Cena's got to appear. I mean, whether it's on TV or off TV, he's got to appear.
Exactly.
I mean, because people still pay to see him, so it wouldn't be right not to have him. So the only reason they kept him off TV was to sell, the whole, beating of what happened last night.
Yeah, situation with him and Bray Wyatt, right. There was some fan that was just saying that, no bullshit, y'all know y'all miss John Cena tonight.
Well, they didn't have to worry about missing him because he did come out, so,
Well, I guess for the people that's watching TV didn't have to see him, because some of them be like, yeah, no Cena tonight. Thank God.
No Cena on TV tonight. Correction. It's not no Cena tonight, it's just no Cena on TV. But
right.
They were still John Cena, because the people still in Albany still got to see him, because I got friends that were in that crowd, and he did come out, and he did do a dark match. And I would know because I've been in crowds before when – we've all been in crowds before when WWE does dark matches after they go off the air with the taping.
Right,
and
exactly.
I've been in, buildings where John Cena has had to compete twice. Or I've been in buildings where John Cena doesn't compete on TV, but he competes after the cameras go off the air. So either way, they kind of have the guy on the show.
Right. Mainly like you just said that when some wrestlers just fight twice –
I mean, you remember that match that he had with Alex Riley back a few years ago in 2011, during the road to WrestleMania 27, that steel cage match?
Yep.
He competed in that match, and then after that match ended, they had a tag team match with him teaming up with Randy Orton against The Miz and CM Punk. So he pretty much not only had two matches, but he had two back-to-back matches. So I know if I was somebody like them or anybody like Cena, I'd just like, okay, I did my two matches tonight. I'm going to take my ass on my tour bus. Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm out of here. Yeah, it must be cool to have that nice tour bus, doesn't it? So you just be like, I'm going to take my ass on my tour bus. I'm going to go get in my queen-size bed. I'm going to fuck the shit out of Nikki Bella. And I'm going to take my ass to sleep. After I bust a good nut, I'm going to take my ass to sleep. And then tomorrow night, Buffalo, New York, SmackDown, and I got to speak on main event. No, for real. That's where they are tomorrow.
Yeah, I kind of figured they were, because they have to be in the New York area.
Yeah, they are. And then September, they're going to be back down here in the South. In the Mid-South again, and I've got to see Monday Night Raw at FedEx Forum, and then Elimination Chamber is going to be here in February. So
yeah, I didn't hear that.
It's going to be another great, year as far as this year is concerned, and probably next year too for the WWE in Memphis. Because Monday Night Raw they had FedEx Forum, that sold out. So,
right.
Like, So I guess, you know, the WWE's popularity has escalated with this city. Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised the city is not full of smart marks.
What, Memphis?
With all the history that this professional wrestling this city has.
Well,
I'm really surprised.
Some people finally smarten up.
Good. You don't have to hear their stupid ass mouths. Shit.
That's probably what it is. Like, probably some of them probably smarten up.
At least because someone texted me until I KO. Why would you want me to text you? You don't even want me to talk to you. Wait a minute. Sorry, I was reading. Really?
That'd be something Pulling would say.
Really? No, listen. I'm going to share this right now. I'm going to tag you in it on Facebook and take a look at this, Arturo. All
right, just whenever you send it.
I just did it. Really? Really?
Wow.
Really?
You know somebody has to do
my
something
dick,
like that.
Roman.
You know they. Oh my!
You fans, seriously, where are your minds half the time? I mean, don't get jealous because he's able to give Batista head and you guys wish you could give him head. I mean, because apparently you do wish you could give him head because you talk about him all the time and you're booing the shit out of him, so.
Yeah, especially Batista.
I know there are a ton of fangirls out there that want his big fat cock in their mouth, so. I mean, what did I say over Facebook yesterday?
Oh, man.
I did bring up Batista. It was right before Extreme Rules, about a couple of hours before Extreme Rules. I did come as soon as I came home. I posted this right on my Facebook, and let me find it because it was just like something that I really need to. I think everybody needed to hear. Oh, here it is. I'm gonna get this off my chest right now. Even if Dave Batista is gonna leave tomorrow, what's it to all of you if he does? This is the same type of shit the IWC gives the Rock shit for. These men have the right to do as they feel and what is best for them. And they have no obligation to burn themselves out. There are only a few guys out there that can really dedicate themselves to the crazy schedule the WWE has. Two of those guys are Triple H and John Cena. If any of you worked the schedule they worked, you would want to blow your fucking heads off. You guys have no idea of the toll it can take on these guys. Now, I'm not a fan of Batista, nor do I like him much. But as somebody with a logical attitude and understanding of how wrestling and understanding of wrestling and... And I know this is going to piss a lot of people off, but I'm not looking to be liked. But get the fuck over it and let these guys do what they feel is best for them. And don't hop on here saying they should have known that when they signed their contracts, because until you've laced a pair of boots, shut your mouth. Hashtag rant over.
That is a good point. And from what I'm just reading right now, that he is going to stay through Payback, so, and what they're trying to make it seem like right now, what they did at the end of the show, that they're probably going to do a rematch with the Evolution and the Shield. It's going to be a rematch at Payback. And of course,
might go one more pay-per-view.
Right. They're also mentioning that John Cena and Bray Wyatt will have a rematch, and of course, we knew that was going to happen. Daniel Bryan versus Kane, they'll have a rematch, but I guess rumor is that there's probably going to be a Buried Alive match.
A Buried Alive match? When was the last time we saw one of those?
Ooh, it's been a while.
Isn't that the last one that took place was in 2010?
Right.
Because once again, it's like a freaking horror movie.
See, and I was debating myself not to go, and now to see if that match ended up happening. No, I want to go.
Well, you got the money for it. Do it. I mean, because I know Elimination Chamber is going to cost me a pretty penny. Have you ever been to Showdown here in Memphis?
No.
Come to Elimination Chamber.
Maybe something to think about. Although I know they had Elimination Chamber here a few years ago, but I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah, they did. And they had it down at Bradley Center. I thought you weren't you at that one?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I thought so. Cause and they used one of my favorite band songs as a theme song. You got too far. Who you think you are? Is this what you came for? Well, this means war. if Nickelback is listening right now, I love you guys. You're an awesome band. Thank you. I can't wait to see you in concert again.
Let's see. What else?
Okay. Oh boy.
Oh, was somebody just said on there?
Listen to the compliments. LMAO dead. Believe in Batista. Oh my Batista boned. Man.
Y'all really gotta see this picture.
Oh man.
It was just
you ever heard of
their minds.
You ever heard of Brazzers?
Yeah, I heard of them.
It's a porn site.
Yep, a porn company, yep.
Yes. Man. I mean, all you got to do is you type anything you want on there, I hear you. All you got to do is type in squirt, there's a whole bunch of girls squirting.
Right. Interesting. Somebody in my group just posted this an hour ago. Raw was very entertaining tonight. Adam Rose put a big smile on my face. The crowd is already singing his theme song. I expect big things from that dude. Wyatt and The Shield had another outstanding match, and Bryan had an awesome match with Del Rio. Those two surprisingly had a damn good in-the-ring chemistry. Honestly, I'd rather have Bryan and Del Rio feuding than this dumb shit with Kane.
This dumb shit we're saying is what's helping Daniel Bryan out.
Yes, it's in the group. I ain't know he posted it.
Okay, I got to take a look at this. Wrestling fans speak out. Okay. Raw was very entertaining tonight. Blah, blah, blah. And I'd rather have Daniel Bryan feuding than this dumb shit with Kane. This dumb shit with Kane is what's going to make Daniel Bryan look like a strong superhero. Does that ring a bell?
I guess it's like, what's wrong with people like not liking Kane? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what's wrong with
yeah.
him? Because he's certain amount of years old and like, y'all think he don't got it anymore?
Says a bunch of fat virgins sitting behind a keyboard.
My thing is this. If the man can go, he can just let him go.
As long as he's still in shape, he can still do it. And not to mention, who the fuck is this guy? He looks like he ripped off CM Punk's haircut and facial hair.
No comment.
Anyway. Yeah, and last night, I'm so pissed off about last night. There's one thing I'm pissed off about from last night.
What's that?
They wasted a perfectly good high-definition television.
What do you mean?
The backstage area? The talking TV in the ice water?
Yeah.
I could use that.
Oh, yeah. Me and Hazel was talking about that, too. Like, what a waste of water in the TV.
Yeah. They're probably thinking, well, we're not drinking anything out of there tonight.
Yeah, we're just making, like, jokes off of that. It's like, should have had that TV.
And then after... And then also speaking of breaking shit, you see the Wyatts tear apart the whole announce table when they were sitting down to answer their questions, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, Wyatts, that's going to cost you. That's coming out of each and every one of your paychecks.
You think they don't care. They're like, oh, we got money.
You give a fuck. Yeah, sure. We can tear up anything we want to. Oh, and that windshield that Kane broke last night. I know WWE's already going to pay for that. Because that's probably somebody's rental car right there.
Uh-huh. Okay, I put something in most of the groups, so I'm trying to read on the groups that see what they answer so far, and this is just their opinions. But my question was, name 10 wrestlers what you think that got misused in their career. Let's see. This one guy said Wade Barrett, Dolph Ziggler, Sandow, Alex Riley, Ted DiBiase Jr., Cody Rhodes, Ryback, Jinder Mahal, Fandango, and Zack Ryder.
You do know that Alex Riley got in trouble for a DWI, right? Not you, but whoever the hell said that.
Right.
And okay. I do want to say that the biggest mistake you can ever make is asking a wrestling fan who was misused.
I just thought to ask that just to see where everybody's reaction was going to be.
Yeah.
So, let's see. And another guy said Buff Bagwell, Evan Karagis, whatever his name is, Pitbull 2, all the Venonos, and Matt Stryker.
Could they explain why they thought that?
No, they didn't explain.
Okay. Well, it's not really going to make much sense.
Right. Another guy was agreeing with that guy that said the way better than him. And he also said Goldust at one point and John Morrison.
John Morrison, there isn't much anybody can do for him.
Met him
back in 2011, not a bad guy. Can't really say too much.
See, what else? Nathan Jones, Razor Ramon, Asana, Kenny Lee Burchill, Jillian Hall, Goldust, Paul Burchill, The Big Show, John Morrison, and Vance Archer. Wait. The Big Show?
Whatever. Told you that's why you don't take the fucking wrestling fans' word for it. I don't ask them what their opinions are because their opinions are always lopsided, but therefore I don't give a shit what their opinions are.
So I guess my thing is like, I'm good for opinions as long as you, like, know the facts about it and stuff and, like, have the reason why. I should have asked this guy, like, why he had the Big Show in the mix. And I thought the Big Show did pretty good. You know, they did pretty good with him. This is like, I don't get that at all.
Well, most of these guys, you know, they can't back up anything, as they say, so. Yeah, don't even worry about it. Just don't even worry about that bullshit. Fuck them.
Alright.
I don't give a shit what anybody says about me. I don't respect anybody's opinions. My respect is earned, not given.
Okay, let's see. I posted in another group, too, so let's see what they say.
Okay, I'll be watching Iron Man.
Lance Storm to a stint. Let's see. Another person said Jerry Lynn. Hulk Hogan.
God, what an idiot.
Let's see. Bob Bradley, Salvador Belamore, Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan, yeah, he was in TNA for one point. These probably be people in the independents, that's what I'm guessing. The Chris Toll, Super Porky, Greg Gagne, Lania Kai, Mando Lopez, and El Zorro. Let's see. Gangrel, Magnum TA, Tully Bernard, Trent Beretta, Jamie Noble, Charlie Haas, Great Muda, Adam Bomb, Abe Knuckleball Swart and the Repo Man.
These fans don't know a damn thing.
Man, okay, I can understand the Repo Man. Maybe they could make him, like, have bigger fuse or something like that. And I can understand that, but it's like, what else they could have did with it? They just did what they could.
Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody just put this out there that Mandem T.A. was never misused. He was being groomed for a world title run when a car accident ended his career.
Anyway.
Yeah, somebody put that out there, so. Okay, I know I posted it in the group, too, but I doubted that anybody said anything. Double look anyway. Oh no, this was something about because I guess the picture that they have Cena wearing the shirt is Cena wins. We complain online, they have him wearing it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, a friend of mine was like, who made this? I'm like, you should know WWE did, because the picture was out, like, what was it? It was out, like, for a while now, the T-shirt. Yeah, it's just funny. Somebody just said WWE, sadly.
Just a shot of them.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, if I can think of anybody that has been misused, I won't say like technically misused, but maybe they could have been in a title or had the title. I think Owen Hart would have been one. He would have been good. David Boy Smith, he would have been good for like a title. Let me think, who else? Well, Bobby Lashley's in TNA, so there's still hope for him. That's the only three I can think of right now. Oh, Crying Time. That's a good one.
And
then again, JTG is still there.
I hope they're doing something else with JTG, because the whole what he's doing as JTG isn't going to get it. Not unless he undergoes a huge character change.
He starts
becoming more of a showman than he is than himself.
Right.
It is wonderful.
Right. I know. Go ahead.
Now I'm reading a tweet from Wade Barrett. I have decided to release the breaking news once this tweet gets 500 retweets. Okay? Fine. Here's your retweet from me, you jackass. Now, you're up to 310.
That's cool.
Wait. Anyway, keep on. I'm listening.
Oh, God. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Ain't that always the way? But, WWE had released four people. I know somebody, I think it was a lady that one of them was, she requested for her release and she got it. Mason Ryan, I know he was one that got released, and Vicky Guerrero and Eddie Guerrero's daughter, she got released after being back, and it was a few more people that got released too. So
who, Shaw?
Yeah.
Damn. Didn't know she was trying to choose Trina.
Yeah, she did, went back recently, and they just didn't use her in NXT.
Oh. Sorry, sweetie.
Yeah, who knows? Well, she might do good in the indies, or somebody else might pick her up, TNA.
Yeah, and she's kind of hot, too, so.
Yeah. Who knows? Let's see.
You know, Vicky's 46.
Oh, wow. I thought she was in her 50s. I didn't know she was younger than that.
No, she's 46, but she's still looking good.
Oh, I got it wrong.
Vicky does not speak fluent Spanish, but she can understand it.
Hmm.
Shit. Yeah, okay.
Well, anybody got any requests for, like, some songs and mixes for tomorrow's show? Please let me know on Facebook. You can let me know on Twitter as well. Or you can call the show, you know, during it's going on. Number 646-915-9644. Again, it's 646-915-9644. Before we do go off the air, are there anything you want to add?
Damn, she competes under the name Raquel Diaz.
Oh, you found it?
Wiki page.
Okay, yeah, I was saying, was there anything you wanted to add before we go off the air?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Let me ask you this. Where do you think that bit they did for the Mother's Day thing for Mr. T?
I don't know. I didn't really have much to say about that. All I could say about it was yeah, he really loves his mom.
Right. You think they did that mix and stuff for, like, for entertainment, or I don't think they did it to make fun of him, but I guess in a way it kind of felt that way, but I know it wasn't their intention, but it was just like...
No, it's not their intention.
What?
No, it wasn't their intention.
Yeah, I kind of thought so.
But, if it was, I'm pretty sure we would know.
Oh, yeah, you probably have something to say afterwards. This is very true. Okay, guys, we're going to go off the air, but don't forget to check the website, WrestleTransSpeakOut.Weebly.com. It also has a list of shows going on the WXL Radio Network. And don't forget about Chris. He has a show every Thursday, The Smarts List, with Rainey as well.
And don't piss me off.
Wait, ooh, that's a good shirt idea, too.
Damn!
What?
Shaw. Hey, baby.
Well, you must have found a picture of her.
Pictures? Shit. Ta-da,
seen them pictures that's floating around with Lana?
I don't know. God damn, she's sexy.
But,
Eddie Guerrero, please forgive me, brother. Please forgive me, but you have one beautiful daughter. I will just say that. You have one beautiful daughter. I sure know she is fine as hell, dude.
She's his poppy.
Shit. Can I be your poppy? God damn. Those boobs, that ass, that stomach. That hair, those tattoos.
What the hell?
I would do to this woman.
I bet you would. Oh, yeah, I know what I was looking for. Let's see. Smarts List.
Yes, the Smarts List. What about it?
No. I'm going to try to create a picture for a t-shirt.
Okay.
I mean, to get some of the proceeds.
Yeah, you will.
I'll market it on my Facebook, too. Anyway. Oh, my gosh. The things I would do to Shaw. She is one sexy bitch, baby.
Don't be like Clinton and jerking off the pictures.
No, I'm not Clinton. The difference is I could probably actually get Clinton. I could probably actually get Shaw. Him, he couldn't get Shaw if his life depended on it. All I have to do is just simply walk up to her and say, or start a conversation with her, have a bit of a conversation with her, say, okay, well, you want to go get something to eat later? Or something like that? And just go from there. Be polite about it. You know what I mean? Because that's Eddie Guerrero's daughter. I'm sure Eddie Guerrero would want his daughter to be treated the correct way. Now, Clinton, on the other hand, will probably have his hand in his pants under the table, jerking off to her while he's sitting at the dinner table where they're waiting for their food to come out while they're talking.
Let's see. Okay, that's done. Stay as. Smarks. List. T-shirts. Okay, hold on. I'm going to send it to you.
All right.
Let's see if I can find it. Oh, there it is. Sent. Oh, man. I'm going to make that happen. Have the t-shirt sales of them and just make it happen.
All right.
But I know there's more I'm going to add to there. I'm going to add your name on there. And then, like, I'll piss you off or
something.
Okay. It'll be good.
Well, why don't I just post this and say possible ideas for one of the smart lists for one of the many... for one of the SmartSlist official t-shirts. Or the SmartSlist official t-shirt collection.
What's that?
I said, why don't I post it on my Facebook and say, wait, or, well, you're going to have more, aren't you?
Yeah, I got more ideas, so.
Okay. Well, that's one of them?
Yeah, that's one of them.
All right, well, I'll post it on my Facebook and say, coming soon, the official SmartSlist t-shirt.
So you're like, sound you got good? That from Jeff Jarrett. So?
Yeah, I'm saving it to my phone. Come on.
It should be a good one. But we're going to be off the air, people. Again, thank you, Chris, for being on the show. Don't forget to check
no
out
problem.
Our show, SmartSlist, every Thursday.
And don't piss me off.
Don't forget to check out the show every Thursday, 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, on this same radio network. From all of us here.
Yes.
From all of us here, you guys, you have a good night, and don't forget to check out our shows on this network. Peace out.
Peace out.